But I couldn't be more proud to stand before all you hearers today and report. Under the leadership of President Donald Trump, we've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy, and we've enacted the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
Not to mention beating ISIS, reorienting the U.S. posture towards Israel, getting four Middle Eastern Muslim countries to acknowledge the existence of Israel and their right to exist. Mike Pence talking at NAS Lemoore over the weekend. Of course, his son, a Marine pilot, and, you know, pretty close connection to all of that. Joining us now, we have Congressman Matt Gaetz. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start there, because I know when I think about what President Trump has accomplished over the last 4 years, military buildup and strength is obviously a major component of that. As we transition to the Biden presidency, I'm concerned, especially based on Obama's legacy. What do you see?
Well, remember, during the Obama administration, we entered into a negotiation where if we wanted to have any increase in defense spending, that had to have corresponding increases in domestic domestic discretionary spending. And so it was a tit for tat. President Trump liberated our national defense strategy by evaluating it based on its utility to the country, not as a part of a political equation. In Northwest Florida, that meant thousands of new military families in our area. It meant new hangar systems, new classrooms. It meant a zenith of funding for the research lab at Eglin Air Force Base, for the research, development, test, and evaluation mission. And the thing I am proudest of, and this may surprise people outside Northwest Florida, but the thing I am proudest of for our people in the Florida Panhandle is that the president's executive order preserves the eastern Gulf of Mexico for military testing, not for energy exploration and oil drilling. That is a tremendous legacy for Northwest Florida. I do believe Joe Biden wants to utilize entities like the UN more, like NATO more. And so I don't know that he's going to take us back to the Obama era negotiating posture on military spending for domestic spending. I certainly hope he doesn't, but we've got to capitalize on the growth that we've seen in our community as a result of the Trump presidency. And there's just a lot for us to do no matter what Joe Biden brings. I mean, every major cyber warrior in the Navy at one point is going to go through Corey Station. Every major cyber warrior in the Air Force at one point or another is going to go through Hurlburt Field as a result of the improvements to the classrooms and the physical plant at those installations. And so let's put our head down. Let's make sure we do the best for Northwest Florida and keeping those great minds in our area, or at least making such a good impression that when they leave the military, they might want to make our community their forever home. But we should not expect the same, upward trajectory that we saw during the Trump administration, but we may not revert all the way back to the Obama administration. And that would be better news.
Well, I think that's a very optimistic, and I hope that turns out to be the case, because certainly all of the collateral businesses that have grown up around this as our community has developed around the military growth and obviously the important source of revenue that it represents and, you know, regular paychecks, you know, obviously don't underestimate that. I hope that all stays the course. Just kind of speaking of that for a second, you had been on on judiciary, you were on armed services, and you were on budget, I think, at one time, but then do you know what you're going to be yet in the new Congress? Do you know which committees you're going to be on?
No, this coming week, the steering committee will meet to determine who will be on what committees. You know, I have been on judiciary and armed services since I got into the Congress. Those are my favorite two committees. I'm not pursuing any other committees. I think that for our community, armed services is very important because it allows us to make the case for Northwest Florida have a good contribution to the fight. But also, you know, I mean, look, Andrew, we've seen where far too many Northwest Floridians have come home through Dover with caskets draping their flags. And on the Armed Services Committee, I've been a voice for foreign policy restraint, for judicious use of America's bravest patriots. And at times that puts me at odds with some of the other folks who cheerlead for war. I'm no cheerleader for war because I see the impact in our community. I know there are times when we must fight and we must always be ready and have the capability to vanquish any foe, but it'll be interesting to see in the Congress and in the Biden administration if any elements of the America First foreign policy stick to the thinking of our leaders. I tend to believe that when we put our country and our people first, we inspire the world by being the best version of ourselves, and hopefully our leadership will see the value in that.
I know one of the things, I was watching an interview that Fox News did with Mark Mace, the acting CBP chief, and talking about, change is coming, that Biden doesn't want to continue building the wall, might want to even undo some of the construction. We already see the caravan coming up from Guatemala. What do you see happening at the border in the next year or so?
I'm concerned that Joe Biden is going to repurpose some of the president's wall money to welcome centers. There was no 5,000-7,000 person caravan, just months ago when Donald Trump was still the president. Now, with the expectation that asylum laws will be changed, you see really a run on the border. Remember, President Trump never got an immigration bill through Congress. All these changes that were made to asylum laws to allow people to seek asylum in Mexico and Honduras and Guatemala, all of that was done by executive order. And so if Joe Biden reverses the Trump immigration executive orders, we'll go back to the days where we saw tens of thousands of little babies and children being trafficked across the border, when we saw, these atrocities where children were being bought and sold to facilitate their entry and the entry of adults into the country. And I don't want to see that, but I know that the policies President Trump put in place actually made the border more secure. It made the borders of Central and South American countries more secure. Because think about it. When you got 5, 7, 12, 60,000 people moving about in Central and South America, it really does degrade the borders of those nations, creating a more permissive environment for smugglers and people who would do great harm to America if they had unchecked entry.
It's almost become an afterthought, weirdly, if I'm not wrong about this. It just, nobody much seems to be talking about impeachment at the moment, even though, of course, we're waiting on the articles. But if that ever winds up in the Senate, do you know yet whether you're going to be part of the defense team? Do you even know when that's? Do we know anything about the future of impeachment in the Senate?
I don't know what the timing is. I have had discussions with some of my House colleagues about our eligibility to participate in the president's defense. I believe in the president's defense. I don't think that there is any national utility to a big impeachment trial. Donald Trump is leaving office. Joe Biden is the president-elect. He will be the president. And for all of the calls for unity that we've heard from our Democratic colleagues, they still haven't canceled this notion of impeachment. They've canceled tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of conservatives online, but they haven't quite let go of this notion that they can continue to pursue Donald Trump and make him the center of their efforts. I think it would be far better if during the Biden administration we started with the stuff we agreed on. If there are issues that I don't really know that Joe Biden has developed a very deep policy portfolio yet. I think they've been working on personnel, but as personnel informs on policy, let's start with the stuff that can move the country forward, make that progress, and maybe if there are more divisive things, put them toward the end of the agenda. That's always what we did in the Florida legislature, and it seemed to work. We'll see if that's the perspective of the incoming administration.
Hey, last thing that I wanted to ask you about, and this is maybe a little bit relevant for you just because, you're recently engaged, but we saw this video that Melania Trump, the first lady, put out yesterday. I thought it was very touching, very, sincere and kind of a wonderful message from the first lady. I know you know the president really well, but I just didn't know if you knew her very well, and if so, maybe tell us something you know about her that maybe people haven't had a chance to learn or hear in the last 4 years.
Well, Melania Trump is a very shrewd person. She has very strong instincts, and she is a very keen businesswoman as well. She made $25 million herself in the modeling industry before she ever married Donald Trump. She is going to be focused on issues relating to children going forward in his post-presidency as they come to Florida. But she's no nonsense. I like Melania, but sometimes the president can kind of talk around things to paint a colorful image of something. Melania, straight to the point, very direct.
All right, very good. Congressman Matt Gaetz, he is our congressman, Northwest Florida District 1. Congressman, always good to have you on the show. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks so much, Andrew.